Welcome to Optimize Your Retirement, presented by Higher Ground Financial Group. This is the radio show and podcast dedicated to helping you navigate common financial challenges on the path to a successful retirement. Tax attorney Daniel Rasby and his father, Raz, have a passion for guiding people towards financial freedom by helping individuals understand and reduce the three biggest retirement killers: risk, fees, and taxes. Now, let's begin. Here's your host, tax attorney Daniel Rasby.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Daniel Rasby with Higher Ground Financial Group.
And I'm Imran Rasby. I go by Raz. We are related. I'm Daniel's father. We have a company together, Higher Ground Financial Group.
And our website is riskfeestaxes.com. So again, riskfeestaxes.com. And you can go there, schedule a 15-minute Zoom call for free. It does not cost anything to talk to us and find out what we can do. And I am a tax attorney. So what does that mean? That means I am a licensed attorney, and I specialize in helping people reduce their taxes. I also have an estate planning firm, so we do wills and trusts and things like that. But what I normally do most days is try to save clients money on taxes.
And millions of dollars. Yeah. Not $10 here, $10 there. We're talking millions of dollars in taxes over your lifetime, over your family's lifetime, because most of our clients have earned, saved, and put money aside. They might have $2, $3, $4, $5, $10 million or more. And that's a lot of exposure to taxes.
And then the other thing I do, which we'll get back to taxes in just a second, but the other thing I do is also help sometimes review contracts and give people advice about their businesses and how to run a business. And so let's say, you know, Raz, you and I are going to start a business together, all right? And we're going to write a partnership agreement. I'll put in 25%
of money. You know what? I'm kind of lazy. I'd rather you do all the work. I don't want to go to work.
So I'm going to have 75% ownership. How's that sound? And you only own 25%, but you don't have to do any of the work.
So I don't do any work. I don't invest any money. I just let you do all the work, and I own 25% because of my name.
All right. So we do that. But now, you know, we're going to sign this partnership agreement. And the partnership agreement says that today I own 75% and you own 25%.
Right. But you know what? Over the years, because I'm used to not working for a living, so I just take money. I take 25% of your business whenever I want. And I think, well, you know what? I need more money because I have more expenses. So I'll change that to 30%.
You can't do that. You can't change my partnership agreement.
Well, that looks at your contract. It says I can change my amount that I own of your business anytime I want. I can change 30%.
That's crazy. Why would I ever sign a partnership agreement that says you can change the percentage anytime you want?
Just by being born and signing getting a social security number, you do that. So, and you know what? Maybe 2 years later, I decide to do 35% or 40%. And you can't stop me because I have the secret weapon in the contract that you signed with me is I can change my portion of what I own of your company without doing any work, without putting any input on your company, without helping you grow your company at all. I can decide to change that.
So you're actually not Raz right now. You're the IRS, are you?
Or the mafia, either one.
And so that exercise we just went through, we're really talking about taxes. So if you have your money in an IRA or 401k, that means you put money in a long time ago and you've been continuing to invest more money in. The government has not invested any money except they've given you a discount on taxes when you bought it, when you put in money in. And so in order to do that, they have the right to change the percentage that you owe in taxes on your IRA at any time. The government can pass a law today, tomorrow, next year, any time to change the amount of your IRA that they own without your approval, without your permission.
But, you know, I think the government is altruistic and they're going to lower their portions.
Oh, okay.
So, they're going to say—
You must not be an American if you think that.
I think they're going to say, well, you know, even though I have the right to 30%, I'm going to bring it down to maybe 20% because you're a good guy. You're a good American.
Right. So any of you thinking the IRS is going to do that for you, then this show is not for you. But for most people, we understand that the tax rates are probably going to go up in the future. But regardless of whether they go up or not, they can. And that danger is hanging over your head. And it's impossible to do proper retirement planning with all this money sitting in tax-deferred accounts. We want to dissolve that partnership with the IRS. If you found out that you were in this partnership agreement and you just found out that your business partner for the last 30 years actually has this clause in the contract that he can change the percentage anytime he owns, you'd want to run away as fast as you want. You want to buy him out. Let's see, what can I do to pay you to buy you out of my contract so I control all my wealth? Same thing with your IRAs and your 401ks. If you have never—
403Bs, TSPs, 457s, all of those are tax-deferred accounts that you're in a partnership with essentially the mafia. The mafia can tell you how much they owe there, and they're not really giving you any advantages or helping you run your business or helping your money grow. They just want part of it for no work.
So as soon as you possibly can, for most people, that you want to get out of the partnership with the IRS. You want to dissolve that partnership so that you can take control of your own wealth. And yeah, you might think, well, I'm going to have, it's going to cost me a lot of taxes. I got $2 million saved up in my IRA. No, you don't have $2 million saved up in your IRA. You got $1.2 million and the government has $800,000 in there. So I know that's a little depressing. You think, oh no, the balance in my IRA, that's not actually all my money. But that's true. You're in a partnership with the IRS. We want to pay them their share as soon as possible, as long as we can do it efficiently, so that you don't have that hanging over your head when you're preparing to enter retirement.
So then when you grow your money, you're really growing your money and nobody's taking a piece of that growth.
And this is something that's very different between a tax attorney and a CPA. We talk about this a lot on the program. I am a tax attorney. I'm a tax attorney. That means that I think about the long-term strategic planning for taxes, not the year after year specific tax savings. We don't generally file taxes for clients. That's what a CPA or an accountant does. And while I can file taxes for you, I don't generally do that. What I do is provide you a strategic plan to minimize your taxes over the long term.
Or how to cleanly exit that partnership with the IRS.
Because if you go to your CPA and you say, hey, Mr. CPA, I think I'm paying too much in taxes. How can I lower my taxes?
Oh, the government partnership is great. You can let them buy more of your business. That's what they do.
That's what they say. They say defer, put money in an IRA, put money in a SEP, put money in the 401k. That'll reduce your taxes. Well, no, it doesn't.
When you're in a partnership with the mafia, your business doesn't burn down. That's why. You got to pay the mafia.
Yeah, you got to pay those dues every month, right? No, see, why is that? The philosophy. Well, the CPA philosophy is all about this year's taxes. They're all concerned about getting you to pay as little as possible this year. As a tax attorney, I could not care less if you pay little of taxes today. What I care is if you pay as little tax as possible over your lifetime. So that includes today, right? Mm-hmm. But it's not just today. So if paying more tax today saves you money later, that's actually better, right? So we want to pay as little tax as possible over your lifetime. And one of the best ways to do that for most retirees is to move and shift to tax-free savings. Whether or not you'd move the money you already have in IRAs, not everybody has the means or should do that, but many of our clients should. But also new money that you're putting in should be tax-free.
If you're still working and you have a 401k at work, you know, every one of you pretty much has that option to go into the contribution section of your 401k. You can go online, look at it, look at the contribution section, and change the contribution from traditional to Roth. If you put it in Roth, now all your new contributions will go in tax-free. It would be after-tax money, and they'll grow tax-free. So you'll pay a little bit more taxes today, a little bit, but all that money is going to go tax-free. Whatever your company's matching will still be tax-deferred, but at least a lot of it will be tax-free for you. So if you have not done that already, please, for goodness sakes, go into your 401k, go to the contribution section, and change your contribution from regular or traditional to Roth.
No, but I make too much money. I can't do a Roth.
In the 401k, it doesn't matter. You can be making $500,000 a year. It does not matter. If you're doing an individual Roth IRA outside of work, yes, then you could be making too much money and you can't open a Roth. But in your 401k, you can contribute to a Roth without a problem.
I've always heard, though, that when I'll be retired, I'll be in a lower bracket. And so it won't be a higher partnership amount. I mean, I was deferring tax at a higher rate when I was making high income, and later I'll be making lower income, so I won't have to pay as much tax. Wouldn't that save me money?
Essentially, that's what people have been told, and back in the 70s, yes, taxes were 40-50%, but now they're not. Now they're lower. And even in 2 years, the tax bracket is going to change. You may be in a higher tax bracket next year, or even if you're in a lower tax bracket, but you're paying a higher amount of taxes.
The other side of it is, do you really want to be in a lower tax bracket? Why do you think you're going to be in a lower tax bracket in retirement?
I mean, well, do you want to be poor?
No, I mean, I think about this. If you're 60 years old and you're listening to this this show, think about when you were 20 years old and how much money you made at that time, what your lifestyle was like, and how much you could spend. And then 25 and 30 and 40, and you've been making more money. If you're like most people, you've made somewhat more money each year over your career. And now you have a higher lifestyle, higher standard of living than you did 20 or 30 years ago. you might not be going to thrift stores anymore or go look for the best sale or coupon.
All the coupons.
Coupon clipping. Maybe you still do some of those things because you want to be wise with money, but you're not as concerned about it because you have a higher standard of living. You have a higher lifestyle now than you did 20 or 30 years ago.
And you may want to clip coupons now for fun, but not because out of necessity. And what we want you to do is when you retire, that you make decisions not out of necessity, but out of enjoyment.
So if you had a choice, you would probably want to continue to keep the same income in retirement as when you were working, if not higher.
Yeah.
Because
when do you spend most of your money? You spend most of your money when you're not working, right? On Saturdays and Sundays.
On the weekend.
And when you retire, every day is a weekend. So you got to fill your days with something. You got to go out there and do some hobbies, gardening or giving your kids or traveling. All that costs money.
But the kids are growing. The mortgage is paid off. My expenses are lower. Yes, your day-to-day expenses might be a little lower in some ways.
And your deductions are gone now because you paid everything off.
Yeah.
So look at all the different things. You're likely not going to be in a lower tax bracket.
If you want to keep the same lifestyle, you'll be in the same or higher tax bracket, especially because most of your money is in IRAs, and that's where the income comes from. So in retirement, that's all taxable. So what we're suggesting is let's start shifting as much money as possible to tax-free. And that way, when you do take income in retirement, you won't pay taxes on it. And then you might actually be in a lower tax bracket because you have all this tax-free income.
Yeah, we have clients that are living off $200,000 or $300,000 or $400,000 a year and paying zero taxes because they don't have any taxable income.
It's all Roth or life insurance or other tax-free sources.
Security, that's it.
Or rental properties with depreciation that can be make it tax-free. So there's a lot of things you can do that are tax-free. And so the biggest takeaway you want to from this is stop being in a partnership with the IRS, and certainly don't put any more money into the partnership with the IRS. Don't defer taxes. Deferred taxes are one of the biggest scams in the tax code today. We want to get out of that partnership, dissolve the partnership, and pay the government their share as little as we can possibly pay and still be legal.
Yeah, just to be clear, we don't want you to cheat on taxes. We want to use a tax code in your favor and find what the government's put in place to help you reduce your taxes based on the actual law.
So what's the best way, if somebody wants to know and learn more, what is the best way for them to do that?
Go to riskfeestaxes.com, make an appointment. There's no obligation. There's no fee. We do a Zoom call, a video meeting, a Google Meet, and you'll be able to see us, talk to us, we'll answer your questions, and we'll see whether we're a good fit for you and we can save you money.
And we are fiduciaries. That means anything we discuss with you must be in your best interest. The stuff on the radio show is not in your best interest because it's not specific advice to you.
General information.
It's general information. It's good educational information. But if you want to get specific fiduciary advice, you do need to meet with us one-on-one, and we'll be happy to talk to you. So again, go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com, and we'll help you reduce and eliminate as much as possible those risk fees taxes. So our website is riskfeestaxes.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Optimize Your Retirement. To take the next step and receive personalized guidance tailored to your specific financial situation, schedule your free call with tax attorney Daniel Rasby. Visit riskfeestaxes.com. That's riskfeestaxes.com. Or call 888-263-HGFG. That's 888-263-4434. We look forward to hearing from you.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy. Higher Ground Financial Group does not provide securities investment advice. No part of this program should be construed as advice to buy, hold, or sell any security. Any mention of securities is incidental and for educational purposes only. Legal and tax advice provided through Higher Ground Legal Incorporated pursuant to signed retainer agreement, if applicable.